This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Passengers traveling on a train that collided with another in Greece late Tuesday described the scene after being transported to the site to a northern city, and where at least 32 people have died and dozens more have been injured. Passenger Sturgios saying there was panic for 10, 15 seconds. It was chaos, tumbling over fires, cables, hanging, broken windows, people screaming, people trapped. It was 2 meters high from where we jumped to leave, and beneath there was broken iron debris, but what could we do? About 250 passengers were evacuated safely on buses. A special House committee dedicated to countering China began its work in the United States with a prime time hearing, which the panel's chairman, Mike Gallagher, called on lawmakers to act with urgency and framed the competition between the U.S. and China as an existential struggle over what life will look like in the 21st century. Gallagher says the focus is on Chinese government, not the people of China.
It should remind us at all times and in all the work that we do together that we must constantly distinguish between the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese people themselves, who have always been the party's primary victims.
And while some critics have expressed concern the hearings could escalate the U.S.-Chinese tensions, and lawmakers sought to demonstrate unity, and the panel's top Democrat made it clear that he does not want a clash of civilizations, but a durable peace. Again, a special committee dedicated to countering China began its work in U.S. Congress on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Nigerian election officials say ruling party candidate Bola Tinubu has won the presidential election. The official announcement early Wednesday came hours after the leading opposition candidates demanded a revote of the weekend election. The ruling party has asked the opposition to accept defeat and not cause trouble. Tinubu was asked what he thought of the process.
They've seen my track record in Lagos. Lagos is a nation by itself, I would say, and within the country. And I've performed exceedingly well. The record is there. Go and look at Lagos. You are in Lagos.
The overnight announcement was likely to lead to a court challenge by his main opponents. The official announcement of Tinubu's victory did not come until after 4 a.m. local time. However, celebrations had already started late Tuesday at the ruling party's national secretariat. Iran has tried to deflect responsibility for its violent crackdown of months of peaceful anti-government protests by having its foreign minister give a speech in person to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. VOA's Lisa Schlein tells Flashpoint Iran host Michael Lippin that it was expected the dignitaries would walk out during Iran's foreign minister's speech like they did last year when protesting Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but this time they did not.
However, there were other ministers, other dignitaries who spoke that day during the high-level segment, and some of them did mention their criticisms. They were rather critical of what was happening in Iran, and when they gave their speeches, they condemned the Iranian government for its repressive actions, for the way it has been arresting and in some cases horribly executing peaceful protesters.
The U.S. State Department said the Iranian foreign minister's remarks serve as a disturbing reminder of the hypocrisy of the Iran regime. Spokesperson Ned Price also said the U.S. ambassador boycotted Hossein Amir Abdullahian's speech. Ghislaine Maxwell says a federal appeals court should reverse her conviction on charges that she joined and enabled the sexual abuse that Jeffrey Epstein committed on scores of teenagers and young women. The arguments her lawyer submitted Tuesday to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals largely repeated claims she unsuccessfully made during a trial judge who sent her to prison for 20 years. The 61-year-old British socialite says the convictions violate an agreement Epstein reached with federal prosecutors 15 years ago. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.